do go on. Well, life do go on, no matter what else doesn't go on. What have we lost this year? Did we lose the American family? Or, as my daughter's generation calls it, the family unit? No way. Some say we lost that back in the 1950s, when television replaced face-to-face. Are we simply spectators to the shambles that occurred a couple of generations after TV? Did we lose peace in the Middle East, or simply accept a Pyrrhic victory? Or have we long ago lost our self-respect, and now simply lie low, waiting for the revolution? What did we gain this year? Well, that's the question you must ask yourself, because all that's important is inside that cranial structure of yours. Watching TV and reading National Enquirer won't give you the answers. Reading tarot cards or listening to talk radio won't solve anything. Perhaps sensory deprivation isn't the answer. Something like sensory reorganization might be a better solution. Eschew the unnecessary for a while and see what happens. I once went 2 years without watching television. An amazing experience. My mind cleared, even if my complexion didn't. I saved so much time and energy. Think I may do it again. Cold turkey might work. I don't shave anymore. Save so much time each morning. I tell little kids that I know Santa Claus personally, which I do. I went once for 10 days without talking. That, too, was an enlightening experience. Makes you pay attention to your lesser-known vanities and all. Where was I? Oh, here I am. Just sitting here trying to run a bookshop and scrape together a few rubles, about what dollars are worth now, to give a Christmas present or two. Hope Hanukkah went well. Trust Christmas will go as well as your cranium will allow. And let's somehow make this year a bit better. Even if we just wouldn't whine for a year, the world would have time to take a nice, deep breath and get shored up for the next decade. Take joy with you.